If, like me, you're a sicko who checks the news when he wakes up, you know that Todd Blanche was confirmed Attorney General of the United States this morning at 4:30 a.m. Blanche is in many ways not especially remarkable. He is simply the president's lawyer, his bagman, his hatchet guy, his all-around goon and stooge and toady, whatever you want to call him. He has no particular interest in law enforcement. What he has an interest in is ensuring that the corrupt will of President Donald Trump is followed and obeyed. He is behind this weaponization fund in which the president is trying to get a slush fund to give the former January Sixers. And Blanche will likely try to use the DOJ to put further pressure on states as we approach elections. He has no business being anywhere in government, and especially not being the Attorney General of the United States. But the Senate confirmed him, a bare majority. The deciding vote was Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Cassidy lost his primary earlier this year and will be leaving the Senate at the end of the session. He made early noises after losing his primary that he might be a bit more of an obstacle to Trump, but despite the fact that he has nothing to lose, he's already persona non grata among MAGA types. That's why he lost his primary. He has nothing to lose. He voted to confirm Cassidy anyway. Here's what he had to say about it.
Mr. Blanche is not perfect, and he will tell you this, but the choice is not between perfection and Mr. Blanche. It is between Mr. Blanche and another acting attorney general who may not run the department effectively under President Trump and who indeed may not be as good as Mr. Blanche. This puts at risk the progress made fighting violent crime, human and drug trafficking, and fraud. And this does not serve the American people well. This is not a referendum on President Trump. It is a decision regarding Mr. Blanche in very specific circumstances. All considered, I will vote for Mr. Blanche. I'll be criticized for this vote. What's new?
Those are not the words of a man reluctantly doing anything. Those are the words of a coward, openly and proudly being a coward. Cassidy could have chosen differently. Cassidy could have voted against Blanche, killed the nomination. It does seem like Cassidy knows how bad this guy is. Bill Cassidy was the deciding vote for RFK Jr., and there as well, he knew how bad RFK Jr. was and cast the vote because he's a coward. He doesn't have the fortitude to say no. The discomfort is entirely too much for him, so he just goes along to get along. There's no core there, no virtue. He is spineless. And this goes for nearly every Republican in Congress, especially during this Trump era. You would be hard-pressed to find very many Republicans who had the fortitude to just say no, who encountered something truly transgressive and reprehensible, and that has happened many times, and were able to just say, enough. And having said enough, were willing to act, and having acted, were willing to live with it. Very few Republicans met that not terribly high bar. And that gets to the big point I wanted to make in this video, which is that when looking at why things are the way they are right now, why the U.S. government has fallen apart, why there's been so much casual destruction of the federal government's ability to do anything, why there's this pointless war in Iran, why it is that you have guys like the aforementioned RFK going after vaccines and public health, why? The reason is, yes, the malevolence of the Trump administration, but more than that, it is simply the total abdication of congressional Republicans when it comes to exercising their constitutional duty to provide oversight. The total abdication of congressional Republicans when it comes to the powers of the purse, to the power to make war. Some of this goes back to George W. Bush, honestly. But just the total abdication of congressional Republicans in terms of their responsibility to the American public. They see their responsibility primarily to Donald Trump, or perhaps it's more fair to say that they see Donald Trump as some instantiation of the public, and so their obligations to Donald Trump are therefore their obligations to the public. But that's not true. Donald Trump isn't some avatar of the American public. He's supposed to be a public servant. And Congress is supposed to be able to recognize those times when the president's actions diverge from what the public wants or what the public needs. Now, a lot of this, unsurprisingly, is that Republicans agree very much with what Trump is doing. But what's striking is that there's plenty of times when they don't. They don't like his destruction of the power of the purse. They don't like his efforts to unravel programs that, in some cases, Republicans themselves help craft, like PEPFAR, the anti-HIV AIDS initiative in Africa. And if they can quietly oppose Trump, they'll maybe do it sometimes, quietly be a modest obstacle. But for the most part, they won't do that. They're too afraid, they're too scared. And so they let Trump run roughshod over them and over everything. Again, this is the reason things are as bad as they are, because Congress has abdicated its ability. When I say Congress, I mean the congressional Republicans who control the chamber, Republican majorities in the House and the Senate. It is common and frankly quite low effort to put all the blame on Democrats. Why can't Democrats stop everything? Why can't Democrats be more effective opposition? And I do agree that there are ways in which Schumer and Jeffries can be more effective rhetorical opposition. But in terms of their legislative actions, Schumer in particular has been actually quite obstructionist, very obstructionist over the past year or so. But the thing you have to remember ultimately is that Democrats are not somehow the parents of the United States. They are not the only people with agency. Republicans have agency too. And Republicans have chosen to use their majorities to help Trump destroy this country. The Blanche confirmation is just a perfect example of this. Here is a guy utterly unqualified to serve as Attorney General, who is a dangerous figure precisely because of his sycophancy and willingness to do whatever Trump wants. And Republicans just made him the Attorney General. They voted to give him that authority. And when he inevitably abuses it, they'll sit back and say, oh, we couldn't have anticipated that. But none of these people are concerned. None of these people fail to anticipate what's happening. They're just cowards. They're cowards who lack the character to really stand up for anything. And they're cowards who, like Cassidy, don't even have the decency to claim their bad behavior, claim their cowardice as their own. No one's making you do this. No one has a gun to your head. There are worse things than leaving a Senate seat. They either agree with Trump or they're just too pathetic to say no.